אנחנו קוראים בספר
We're reading the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah item 72. You can find the text in the archive and you can also ask questions through kab.tv. So again, reading the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah item 72. You should also know that the 10 sfirot of Katnut Nikudim that emerge on the Masach are considered the core of Patsuf Nikudim, since they emerge gradually, that is, from the core of the Masach of Guf of the Upper One, the same way that the previous Patsufim of Ach emerged. But the 10 sfirot of Gadlut of Nikudim are regarded as a mere addition to Patsuf Nikudim, because they only emerged from the Zivug on the Reshimot of Zon of Ak, below the Tabur, which did not appear gradually, but were added and connected to the Masach due to the decline of Partzuf Nikudim of Sag below Tabur of Ak.
Shilod.
Questions. Read it again.
Again, item 72. You should also know that the 10 sfirot of Katnut Nikudim that emerged on the Masach are considered the core of Patsuf Nikudim, since they emerged gradually, that is, from the core of the Masach of Guf of the Upper One, the same as the three previous Patsufim of Ak emerged. But the 10 sfirot of Gadlut of Nikudim are regarded as a mere addition to Partzuf Nikudim, because they only emerge from the Zivug on the Reshimot of Zon of Ak, below the Tabur, which did not appear gradually, one by one, but were added and connected to the Masach due to the decline of Partzuf Nekudot of Sag below Tabur of Ak.
And Shilov?
No questions? Yes, Shlomo.
So, in that state of Gadlut, or Katnut, the Partzuf of Katnut is higher, more sublime.
The Katnut and Gadlut of what?
Of the world of Nikudim, Olam Nikudim. That's what we are talking about.
Yes, and?
So I'm asking, because he says that
Katnut isn't higher, but rather it's stable. Katnut is constant, and Gadlut, you can have it and you can not have it. Yes. Who else? Yes.
But why does he say that the Gadlut is the additions and the Katnut is the core? Isn't Gadlut the core? What's important? All the continuation will come from the Gadlut.
You have the core of the degree and an addition that comes and goes, comes and goes. Therefore, Katnut, smallness, is the core. It's the mainstay.
Ask more? All the way?
What?
So these are Shimot. In the previous lesson, when we learned about it, you said that the Shimot over which the Gadlut emerged, it's actually like a separate Pertzuf. Nikudim in Gadlut versus Katnut, it's separate Shimot over which the Pertzuf emerges, the Aleph of Bet versus the Gimel and Dalet. Now this Gimel and Dalet, it comes actually from Galgalta, right? Okay. And not from, not from the Nekudot of Sag. Over that was the continuation of the correction occurred. This is the main thing, as I understand it.
Yes.
But that doesn't contradict this statement here?
Which sentence?
That we just now read, that Katnut is the core.
Katnut is the core, because Katnut is a constant. And above it, you build everything. And Gadlut you can have or not have it. And also, there are several types of Gadlut. It's an addition. It can be an addition of 5% or 70%, 80%. It doesn't matter, but it's an addition. While the Katnut is the mainstay. as one is born, it's born exists. What does he have then? An addition of 20 kilos, 100 kilos, but it's an addition. You understand? The main thing is the embryo, not even the embryo, but the drop of seed. If it's everything exists in it, and everything else is just development, additions.
The purpose of creation, I mean, but Gadlut is the purpose of creation.
We're not talking about the purpose of creation. We're talking about the Partsuf, Katnut and Gadlut, where Katnut is the main thing, it's the foundation, and Gadlut is only an addition. We're talking only about this discernment. What is the main thing and what is the addition? The fact that the addition might be 100 kilos and that's bestowal to everyone, but the main thing for it is the matter of the katnut. To it, he keeps returning and it grows from that every time. Yes, who else?
What does he mean that they were connected and added to the masach?
Yes, from the masach that rises from below the tabu. But look, the masach that rises here after Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, where you have only this paltuf remaining from tabu through to palsa, the masach rises up from tabu, and from tabu it rises up to Nikveh Naim, to the Peh, from the Peh to Nikveh Naim, and then it makes a zivug in Nikveh Naim of the Rosh of Sag.
This is over the Katnut of the world of Nikudim.
And then comes Katnut of the world of Nikudim, because it comes out through the zivug of Nikveh Naim of Rosh the Sag. The Nikveh Naim is half of the degree of the Rosh.
Right, but here he talks about the reason why the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. He said that they emerged only from the Zivug on the Reshimot of Zone of Ak below Tabur, which did not appear gradually, one by one, but were added and connected to the Masach.
Yes.
But the reason for the ascent of the Masach, the reason was both things.
The reason for the rising of the Masach was the purification of the Pertuf. There is no other reason. The Masach, when it rises, it's because of the purification. And the purification is always from the Bitush, the beating of Pnim and Makif. And so, to that Masach, other Rishimot connected, those of Nehidak.
What does it mean that they were added or connected? The reason it purified was exactly the Bitush, the beating of the Pnim and Makif, inner and surrounding. So what does it mean that they were added or connected? What was added to the Bitush of the Pnim and Makif that now this becomes a part of the ascent, the rising of the Masach?
Sag imparted the light of Chasadim and returned with Prina Daled, and as a result, Prina Daled then made a Tzimtzum here. Yes? The second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. Is that true or isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it's true. So, as a result of this, you have the Parsa here. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. This happens in addition to everything else in Partsuf Nekudot de Sag. Now, this Partsuf, we take it into account, we take into account only the part that starts at Tabu. You see that green dot on the Tabu? And down to Siyum Raglim. And then from Siyum Raglim, it rises to Parsa. So, as an outcome of this whole thing, this partsuf that remained here, from Tabu down to Parsa, right in this partsuf, from Tabu to Parsa, what's in it? Which Rishimo?
Bet Aleph.
Bet over Aleph.
Bet over Aleph, yes. Good. And which other Rishimo? Why is it so short?
Because it is restricted.
It's restricted, so it has Rishimot from the restriction.
Yes.
Yes. Which Rishimot from the restriction does it have? Dalet over Gimel, which it received from the Hidak. That's why it was restricted. It has to have those rishimot, an impression of what's happening to it. That is its state. Therefore, you have two kinds of rishimot here. Bet Aleph restricted and Dalet Gimel. And they rise up to Rosh Pedesag with the usual Masach. And then according to Bet Aleph, that's restricted up to Nikve Naim. And then here, a Zivug is done at Nikve Naim. On Bet over Aleph of the second restriction.
Bet
Aleph Tzimtzum Bet.
Ve'ot.
And more. Why Tzimtzum Bet? Why were they restricted? Because of Dalet Gimel.
Then it's not clear. If from Tabor to Parsa we have these two Rishimot, why the Zivugim over them later on happen in two separate places?
Because the Rishimot determines the Zivug. Rishimo bet Aleph. A minute. Rishimo of bet over Aleph determines that there's a Zivug in Nikve Naim. No, that's wrong. This isn't good. Rishimo of Bet over Aleph determines that there will be a Zivug in Nikve Naim, and then later the Masach goes down to Pedrosh of Sag and makes a Zivug on Pe of Rosh the Sag in Dalet Gimel, right? And from here, we get the greatness, the Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim. Right?
No, it's not clear to me.
What does it mean that the Rishimo determined? That according to the Rishimo, it's clear where the Zivug will take place. Of course the Rishimo determines. Rishimo is information, data. From this, that determines everything. Everything is clear then. If the Rishimo is gone, do you know what happens to the person? Oh, he's just disconnected. He's crazy. He doesn't know how to act, how to move a foot or a hand or anything. What do you call such people? They have dementia, perhaps. I don't know exactly how to put it. It sometimes happens to old people. You can see it on me.
It's still not clear to me. Because let's say, if I look at it in the simplest way, the Dalet over Gimel that appeared before...
Dalet Gimel means that it's the Shimo of Tzimtzum Aleph. Bet Aleph is the Shimot of Tzimtzum Bet. Therefore, according to the Shimot of Tzimtzum Aleph, there is a Zivug in Pedrosh of the Parzuf, on which a view that's something else, but it's a Zivug on Tzimtzum Aleph, meaning in the Pe of the Rosh, on Aviyut, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh, whatever you want. However, the Zivug on the Rishimot of Tzimtzum Bet is in Nikve Naim. That's it. And it allows you to be only in half of the degree. Keter Chokhma and Garda Bina.
So this Dalet over Gimel relates to the Dalet over Gimel with respect to Sag, or?
It doesn't matter in respect to what? In respect to Sag, let's say. So,
otherwise it's confusing, because in Ab you also have Dalet over Gimel, but it is...
Dalet Gimel exists everywhere. It's the same Havaya everywhere, the same those Oshimot, there is no problem. So
this is the primary Zivug that occurs in this Partsuf, the Dalet over Gimel, or...
Yes, now the Partsuf comes out, the Partsuf Dalet Gimel. It's an addition to the Partsuf that came before. Dalet Gimel is added onto it. There's a lot to learn here. These are two whole parts of the Tes, two whole volumes, which we learn this. Then comes a Partsuf, instead of the Partsuf, which comes out, as the Katnut of Olam HaNikudim, which I now indicate to you with the color green, down to the Parsa, and it's all Galgalta. And I'm here. You get Rosh. What happened to me? Sorry. Rosh Aleph.
Rosh Bet.
And Guf. And here you have the Peh. It's Parzuf. So there's nothing below. This is a Chap. But this Chap, it's as if it doesn't exist. Right? So, but it exists, but it's not active. All right. And after that, the Zivug on the Peh de Rosh comes, Peh de Rosh of Sag, and the Partsuf extends from the Tabur through to the Siyum, the ending. So, these are Nekudot.
Nekudot.
Of Sag. Here it's
Katnut,
smallness, and Gadlut, greatness.
Can.
Yes.
Rav, I didn't understand yet how it's possible to have Zivug Dahka on Daled over Gimel in Sag. Why?
It's an indication that the Partsuf that came out in Katnut needs to be brought back to Gadlut. That's all.
It's as if, what does Sag understand about Daled over Gimel? It emerged over Gimel over Bet.
No, it's not the same thing at all. Daled Gimel here, it's an indication that there needs to be a Zivug Dehaka in Gadlut.
Isn't it the same Daled Gimel that...
It's not the same Daled Gimel that we have in Ab. You also have Daled Gimel? No, it's not the same.
What is the difference, if I may ask?
Katnut and Gadlut. More than that, we are discussing now.
No.
Yes.
About the same matter that what Michael asked you about, it's not clear what does it mean that something doesn't occur, not according to the order of the degree, how can it be, what does he say by this?
I don't understand all of you. I truly don't. Nekudot de Sag mingled with Nehi de Ak, and they received an impression from there of the work in with the Rishimot of Daled over Gimel. And they want to work with those Rishimot. They want to work with this light. They can receive now in order to bestow. And if it's possible to receive in order to bestow, then how can a Partsuf, that is in spirituality, how can it not do so? So it does so, gladly. That's its whole purpose. So that's what it does. Now, every Partsuf that was impressed by another, it's not that it has to do the same thing as another. Rather, it does it according to its own ability. And therefore, it makes Gadlut. What happened in Katnut, it now does in Gadlut. Those Rishimot, they activate, they make the Sag now make Gadlut, meaning to use all of the vessels of reception which are now opened. Which vessels of reception are now opened? The same as in Nehi de Galgalta. From there it took the Rishimot Daled Gimel. It took them from Nehi de Galgalta. Only in Nehi de Galgalta, Dalet Gimel, it's because the Masach purified. But his Rishimot of Dalet Gimel are there in order to draw the lights. It agrees with the fact that Galgalta requires only Dalet Gimel. Fine. And it continues on. It has this ability and opportunity. What do you want? Of course, I engage in some speculation here to a certain extent in order not to elicit too many questions. There are many things required here. It's not part of our curriculum. All right. Let's continue. Yes.
Item 73. First, we shall clarify the 10 sefirot of Katnut Nikudim. You already know that following the hit Pashtut, the expansion of Sag of Ak, it underwent the Bitush, the beating of O Makif and O Pnimi, surrounding an inner light, on its Masach, which gradually purified it. The levels that emerged as it purified are called Nikudot of Sag. And they descended below Tabu of Ak and mingled with Bechina Dalet there.
Nekudot of Sag. Look, I painted red.
Nekudot
of Sag. Right? And they all came down here. And then they mixed, they mingled here with the Nehi of Ak, and they received Rishimot Dalet Gimel from there. Therefore, they were restricted. Continue.
After it completed its purification of all of the Oviyut of Guf in the Masach and remained only with Oviyut of Rosh, it is considered to have risen to Rosh of Sag, where it received a new Zivug on the measure of Oviyut that remained in the Reshimot in the Masach, as has been explained above in item 35.
So, Masach de Sag rises due to the Bitush of Pnim and Makif, to Tabu and above, to Pedrosh de Sag, and Gimel of Itlapshut is lost, which belongs to Ab. Bet remains until it rises to Bet Aleph through the purification. All of these Palsufim, they are Bina, they can go down below. Right? And they mingle as they descend with Nehi De'ag, because there it's also the light of Chassadim in both situations. And so, by mingling with Nehi De'ag, even though they descended all the way down, Nehi De'ag acts upon them and restricts them, because in Nehi De'ag we have the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel. And so, it follows that what remains for us from this whole Paltsuf that mingled with Nehi De'ak is this part. In this part, it now purifies and reaches up to Rosh de Sag with the Rishimot Bet Aleph of the second restriction and Dalet Gimel. Bet Aleph of Timtzum Bet, the second restriction, that came out by the sequence of the degrees, to here, and Dalet Gimel, which it received from Nehi De'ak. So you have two types of Rishimot, which are now here. And why are they two? Because one came as the core of the degree, that's Nekudot de Sag, and therefore the Partsuf, which extends, is called Nikudim. Nekudot de Sag give birth to it. And the second one is merely an addition. It's the Gadlut, which comes and goes. So it follows that here we have the Paltsuf over the Katnut of the Nekudot, which is called Nekudot de Sag Katnut, and the Paltsuf of Nekudot de Sag Gadlut. What? Oh, excuse me. I'm with you. The world of Nikudim, you're correct. What am I saying? Ay, ay, ay. It's now all recorded.
Olam HaNikudim.
Olam HaNikudim. The world of Nikudim. Let's hope I didn't confuse people too much. I'm thinking of one and I speak of the other. All right.
Again.
Yes.
Ma.
What?
Moskva.
Moscow.
Таяние от Рош де Саг и до начала Парцуха, промежуток.
Рош де Саг and down, I mean this gap, this between the Rosh of Sag and Tabor and below, the difference, the space between them. You say Shesut is there, but what is that situation practically?
Really? I don't know. Did you read anything about it that Baal HaSulam wrote? No. So why should I talk about it? Who else? That's it. Yes.
In the previous item, he explained that there is some match between the first three parts and the three parts of Olam HaNikudim.
Yes.
The three Partsufim that are in the world of Ak are Keter Chochmah and Binah.
Yes, Galgalta Absag.
Galgalta Aben Sag. And inside the world of Nikudim, Galgalta Aben Sag are Keter, Abba, and Ima. And Zon is not a part of this trio. So how does this matching follow?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Let's say Galgalta is equivalent to Keter, and Ab and Sag are equivalent to Abba and Ima, right?
Well,
so what he explained is that these three parts of Fim belong to the three parts inside of the world of Nikudim in Katnut. So Zon, it doesn't work out for me.
Zon is part of Zeranpin and Malchut. What's the problem? Just like you have the general structure of all the Olamot, all the worlds, so it is in every Olam and every Potsuf, everything, you have five parts. Well, but what do you want to take out of it?
No, because he wrote in a previous item that the three parts, Galgalta Aben Sag, are equivalent to the three parts of the world of Nikudim, and I don't see this equivalence, this matching, how he does that, and that's my question.
In every Partsuf, you have Keter Chochmah Bina Zeran Malchut?
Yes.
In every Olam, there's the same Keter Chochmah Bina Zeran Pin Malchut? What doesn't fit in?
That Zeran Pin and Malchut in the world of Ak did not emerge yet.
So?
But in Nikudim it did emerge.
So what? But what's the question?
What are these three that he compares between the world of Ak and the world of Nikudim? That's my question.
It's just as we have Galgalta Absag that came out in the world of Adam Kadmon. That's how we have these parts of him, which are Keter and Abba Ve'ima and Zon. Also in every Partsuf from Galgalta Absag we also have Zon. Also in the world of Ensof you have Keter Chochmah Bina Zeran Pin Malchut. I don't understand the question. I don't get
I guess I'm not asking properly.
Kadima.
Item 74. Here too it is considered that the last Bchina of Aviyut, Aviyut de Bchina Bet, that was in the Masach, completely vanished, leaving only the Reshimo de Itlabshut. Thus, nothing was left of the Aviyut but Bchina Aleph. Hence, the Masach received two kinds of zivugim, the plural of zivug, in Rosh Desag. The Hitkalelut of Prina Aleph Deaviut within Prina Bet Deitlabshut of clothing, called Hitkalelut of the female Reshimo and the male Reshimo, produced a level at nearly the degree of Bina, which is the degree of Vak de Bina. This level is called the Sfira Keter de Nikudim. The Hitkalelut of the male with the Reshimo of the female, the Reshimo of Prina Bet Deitlabshut in Prina Aleph Deaviut, produced the level of Zeranpin, considered Vak without a Rosh, called Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, back to back. These two levels are called Gar de Nikudim, that is, they are considered 10 Sfirot de Rosh de Nikudim, since each Rosh is called Gar or Kachab. But there is a difference between them. Keter de Nikudim, which is at the male level, does not spread into the guf and shines only at the Rosh. Only Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which are the female level, called 7 lower Sefirot de Nikudim or Chagat Nehi de Nikudim, expand to the guf. This happens as usual when Rosh Deit Lepshut remains a Rosh and only Rosh Deaviut spreads to the guf. Both in Ab and Sag it's the same. This is clear, right? Suppose in Ab, Rosh Deit Lepshut clothes on Rosh de Galgalta, but Rosh Deaviut clothes on from Chazeh until the Peh de Galgalta. And Rosh Deit Lepshut shines only in the Rosh, in the Guf, only Rosh Deaviut shines where the Guf comes out of, and also in the Guf it shines. Next, item 75. Thus, there are 3 degrees here, one below the other. The first is Keter de Nikudim, with a level of Vak de Bina. The second is the level of Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which has the level of Zeranpin. These are both considered Rosh. The third is Zat de Nikudim, Hagat Neim, considered Guf de Nikudim.
שוב אות העיני. באופן שיש כאן גימל מדרגות...
75, again. Thus, there are 3 degrees here, one below the other. The first is Keter of Nikudim with the level of Vak of Bina.
Vak, there is nowhere to write here, but I'll still write it here. Vak de Bina.
The second is the level of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, who have the level of Zeranpin. These are both considered Rosh. The third is Zat of Nikudim, Chagat Nehim, considered Guf of Nikudim.
Ken.
Yes.
Shila.
Question.
And Shiloh does.
No questions about this?
Peter.
Хотелось
бы еще раз уточнить про катнут.
I would like again to scrutinize about the katnut to clarify where were 2 roshim created there. First rosh, second rosh, what's going on there?
Every place we have Barzuf, except for Galgalta, we have 2 Rashim, Rosh Deit Lepshut and Rosh Deaviot, because we have 2 Rashimot, Rashimot Deit Lepshut and Rashimot Deaviot. Only in Galgalta there is none, because it comes from Ein Sof. But in Ab, there is already Dalet Gimel. So it turns out that once you have Rashimot over Dalet Deit Lapshut. When Gimel Daviot joins, that's called Rosh Deit Lapshut Deab, when it closes on Rosh De Galgalta, and then over Rishimo Gimel Daviot that remains after the purification of Galgalta. And then you have Rosh Deab itself that closes from Chazed De Galgalta until the Peh De Galgalta. From that, Guf De'ab emerges. When Ab, in essence, is Gimel De'aviyot. Meaning, because behind every partsuf, you have two kinds of reshimot, the itlabshut and the aviyot. And because the masach, the screen, is purified, and you always have reshimot left from the light, from the previous partsuf, which is, suppose, Dalet Deit Lapshut from Galgalta, and reshimot from the masach that purified, which is Gimel Deaviyot, upon which partsuf Ab emerges. That's how a couple of reshimot is always this way. When you have Reshimo below, the Reshimo is
M,
M, and above is M plus 1. That's the Reshimo.
M is the Reshimo.
That's the Reshimo. M is this is the present state, the aviyut, and from the state that exists at the moment, or better said, from the masach, this is the masach that we have now, and M plus 1 is the reshimo from the light that was there.
That's why it's called hitlabshut, clothing, which is from the light. And the M is Aviyut, from the Masach that used it. That's how the Reshimo is. This is the Reshimo.
Barur?
Is that clear? What?
Can you mention the Rosh and the Guf, the general ones? How, when the world of Nekudim emerges, where are the Rosh and where are the Guf of every... We see Rosh above the Tabor and the Rosh below the Tabor. After Olam HaNekudim, what happens to the...
Wait.
Oh, sorry, when the world of Nekudim comes out...
The whole world of Nekudim emerges below the Tabor.
Now, where are the Guf and the Rosh?
Everything is below the Tabor. First you have the Rosh emerges, and then the Guf, as usual. What's with you? You want in Gadlut of the world of Nikodim? We didn't learn that yet. That's why I don't want to draw it, otherwise you'll start asking things that are not realistic yet. We only learned the Katnut of the world of Nikodim, Rosh Aleph, Rosh Bet, and Rosh Gadlut, which is also before us. Itzik?
Why is the place of the Zivug above the Tabor and the Rosh emerges below the Tabor?
Why?
Is the place of Zivug above the Tabor? The mating is above the Tabor, but the Rosh emerges below the Tabor. We always say that the Zivug is in the Rosh.
The Rosh emerges above Tabor. This is the Rosh. Yes?
But you mentioned that the Rosh is below the Tabor.
And there are also two Roshes that are below the Tabor. Yes? And now you're asking, what's the connection between this and that? Yes? This is the Rosh of Sag.
Rosh of Sag.
from which the Rosh of the world of Nikudim is born. It's Sag that's building the Rosh of the world of Nikudim. And it's suitable for Sag to build the world of Nikudim. Because the world of Nikudim is Avyut Aleph, Ziranpin. So Sag of Bina gives birth to Ziranpin. How does it give birth to Ziranpin? It first does a Zivug in its Rosh. Just like every previous Parzuf. Galgalta does the Zivug of Vaka in its Rosh in order to give birth of Ab. Sag does Zivug of Vaka in order to give birth of Nekudot of Sag. Why do we not call this world, this Parzuf, let's say Ziranpin? In truth, it's the world of Ziranpin, as it should be called. Or Parzuf Ziranpin. Why do we call it Nekudot of Sag? In order to emphasize that it emerged as a result of Nekudot of Sag, which actually caused its emergence. More? That's it. Okay.
Can you explain this process of the Hitkalelut, of the Hitlabshut in the Aviyot, where it brings birth to the degree of Bina and vice versa? Aviyot Hitlabshut gives birth to Ziranpin. He writes it in this item.
What's written that he's saying? Where is that?
The previous item. Item 74 in the middle. That they, from the Itkalelut of Bchina Aleph, the Aviyut within Bchina Bet, the Itlabshut, called Itkalelut of the female Reshimo, in the male Reshimo, produced a level of nearly the degree of Bina, which is the degree of Vagde Bina.
Is that clear or not?
It's not clear.
Who's included in who? Aleph in Bet, yes? Meaning, Aleph supports Bet, yes? You have two kinds of Reshimot. One Reshimo, it doesn't matter which, is the main one, and the second Reshimo is the addition. That is why you will always have two levels that emerge. Just like behind Galgalta, you have the Reshimo Dalet Gimel, the inclusion of Dalet in Gimel, and the inclusion of Gimel in Dalet. In the incorporation of Dalet and Gimel, you have the Rosh of Hitlabshut, of clothing. And the inclusion of Gimel and Dalet, you have the Rosh of Aviyut, of coarseness. And from that, it spreads within the Ab, the light of Chochmah, from Gimel of Aviyut. And there's here also some illumination of the previous level, but that will be from below upwards. That's how it is always in the two Reshimo. From the two Reshimo, you have such results.
Why does he elicit the Koma Bina specifically in the Itkalelut between the Itlabshut and the Aviyut?
Because there's a Bet of Itlabshut here, Bet Aleph. So one Rosh is in the level of Bina.
And then later.
And then the second Rosh is in Dalet of Aviyut, Abba and Ima. Wait. What more you will see here? Chadera.
Good morning, Rav. Two questions. The part of Reshimo Dalet Gimel is very important in this process of Nekudot de Sag. The question is, how it's an empty part, seemingly. Nehideak is an empty part. How can you have Reshimo Dalet Gimel there? Where is it? Does it come from?
The Reshimo Dalet Gimel are from the Galgalta, which expanded and purified.
But this is the empty part of the Potsuf, below the Tabor.
But the Reshimot are specifically in the empty space. in the part that there's light from the Rishimot are not apparent, not felt. Rishimot are felt when the light departs. That's why they're called Rishimot. It's an impression from the previous state.
But shouldn't it be in the goof of the Patsuf? Not in the sof of the Patsuf. Since in the goof, the light goes in until the Tabu, and then it departs.
Yes.
But it doesn't reach the Siyum all the way till the end.
Oh, that's a different question. How can it be that in Nehi of Ak, Rishimot from the light, if there the light never entered?
Yes.
Oh, now the question is understood. Very well. So I will tell you, even though the light didn't enter, there are Rishimot there from the light that wanted to enter. Yes? Because there is resistance to this light. And other than that, other than the resistance that doesn't want to receive Dalet Gimel, and therefore in all those desires there is Dalet of and an impression for the light of Yechida that Galgalta was supposed to receive and did not receive. So there's an impression there upon every single thing. Now, also because it purified, what remained there is the Rishimot, Dalet Gimel, since such a thing was, and it purified. And other than that, there's the light of Chasadim there. From me not wanting to receive it, I prefer to remain empty. This is why it remains empty. Therefore, Rishimot, Dalet Gimel, its response to what it's been through. And the Rishimot remains, again I'm telling you, specifically after the departure of the light. That's when you see the Rishimot, the Roshim, the impression. If the light is there, there is no Rishimot, there's the light itself. Is that okay or not?
Okay, can I ask another question?
Well,
this whole process of the ascent of the world of Nikodim and the ascent of the Patsuf to Nikve Enayim in the Masach, all this happens only while there is the Histalkut, the departure of the light in Patsuf Sag. It's this whole process that occurs during this purification.
Correct. Why does that concern you? In spirituality,
there's all these processes in such a period of time.
There's no time frame here.
Sorry, not time. It's a short process, and so many things occur.
Sir, that's really not to the point. What is a period of time or not? Is there a place for this action? Let's say in this action, a nuclear explosion would occur. Well, could it happen? It happens. Is there a place? Yes. What happens later? Nothing. That's it. We are talking according to things that exist in each and every state. Not even a moment. A state. And you can't disregard it. It has to appear from its beginning to its end. Later you will see how we open each and every state. We will open it. And you will see how many processes there are here. This is something, for the time being, we learn it in Pticha as if it goes up and that's it. It's as if you can erase it. What's going on here altogether? So certainly, in this action of the rising of the Masach from the Siyum of Sag to the Pe of Rosh of Sag in return, you have the expansion downwards of Nekudot of Sag, the intermingling with Nehi of Ak, the ascent of the Rishimot to Pe of Rosh of Sag, and the emergence of the Partsuf, the world of Nikudim in Katnut and the world of Nikudim in Gadlut, and the shattering, which will soon will be, of the world of Nikudim. In all of this, as this emerged, and here for the time being, two other patsufim come from above the tabu, upper ma and upper bon. That's how it is in the spiritual world. There is no time. But if there are reshimot, they have to be implemented all the way to the end.
So I guess this word time doesn't fit in here. That's not what I meant. What I meant was the amount of processes, the character.
That's the same thing. The quantity of processes and time is the same thing in spirituality. So don't be impressed by, and I'm telling you, before you, if you want, you will discover that there are millions of actions and changes that occur here. Okay, let's not waste. Chaim?
Rav, two very simple questions. The first question is, we have Dalet Gimel in Dab, and we also have Dalet Gimel in Rosh Desag. Here it ends in the Tabor, and here it builds a whole kingdom for himself.
Those are completely different Rishimot, but they're Dalet Gimel, because Dalet Gimel in Nehi of Ak is from the purification of the Partsuf of Galgalta below the Tabu, and Dalet Gimel in Ab are the Rishimot from the Toch of Galgalta upon which the Partsuf Galgalta emerges.
One more question. Most cases,
later you have Dalet Gimel upon which Gadlut of the world of Nikudim emerges. And you have Dalet Gimel later in Atzilut in every state of Gadlut also. Because all these Dalet Gimels come all together in order to fill Nehi Avak. Yes.
One more question, Rav. Most cases you have a purification to the Peh, and then it comes down to the Chazeh, and from there, the next Patsuf emerges. This was a trick in the first two. And we've reached Nikudot Sag. There it goes up to Nikveh Naim, and the next Patsuf comes down to the Peh. Where is the Chazeh here?
Peh, what Patsuf I didn't understand.
I'm saying there's the Khut Dalet that came out to the, up to the Peh, then down to the Chazeh, then Ab emerged. Then it's the same, every process, there's a purification, goes out up to the Peh, down to the Chazeh, then the next Patsuf comes out. Then we reach Nikudim, where you have completely different processes. Where's the Chazeh here?
In the world of Nikudim?
Yes, I see here it's okay. It's in Mikveh Naim and then comes back to the Peh. But where is the Chazeh, like in all the processes before?
Which Partsuf exactly? Are you talking about this Partsuf here?
Exactly. In the Yuda is helping here. In Bet Aleph, in Timtum Bet, goes up to Nikveh Naim. Why doesn't it go down to a Chazeh somewhere to bring out another Partsuf or something?
It doesn't belong to Sag. It doesn't belong to Sag. It's Rishimot that come restricted. They come restricted. These are Rishimot that come below the Tabur. Rishimot that are Bet Aleph restricted come from below Tabur, from here. They don't belong to Sag. And therefore they here were restricted and got along in a different way. And therefore here, what are they demanding here? Do a zivug upon them and fill us. Us is considered below the tabu. They're not demanding here a continuation. They're not belonging. These patsufim, all this process, this whole process, you can see that I did in red here, does not belong to Galgalta Absag. It doesn't belong to it. It's something additional that happened where Malchut, this Malchut, got mixed with Bina. Here it is Malchut, and this here is Bina.
So,
That's it. This is the only matter here. This is what's happening. In the order of the degree, two additional potsafim emerge, which are called upper ma and upper bon. Ma and bon. That's it. So we have galgalta absag, upper ma and upper bon. But what happens here is completely not associated with the world of Adam Kadmon. It's like an appendix to it. Therefore, later emerged to it the world of Atzilut and the world of Bia. This is Abia. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. This is all below the Tabur. If Sag wouldn't kind of like squirt, give that addition below Tabu, nothing would happen there. And what remains for us above Tabu is not associated with what's below the Tabu. Those are Paltzufim that come out on the order of the degree. Therefore, only Bina, which is the Pertzuf Sag, can connect with Nehi of Ak and to build results from it, meaning the world of Nikudim and Katnut and Gadlut and so on. It's all what's associated with Sag. Yes.
I'd like to continue this question and also what Itzik asked previously. That question is about the order of actions. There's a constant order of actions in the three first parts of him. Masach, Ochozer, the Rosh emerges and then it comes out, goes out to the Guf. Now when we reach Nikudot Desag, or the world of Nikudin, there's as if the Masach, there's the Rosh Desag that makes the calculation, raises Ochozer, then there's a Rosh below the Tabor again, or two Roshim, plural of Rosh. So the question is, where is, there was a Zivug, and that it's the same technique as it was in Rosh Desag that elicited Rosh Desag in the world of Nikodim. There was a Zivug in the same way like the previous Partsufim?
No.
So what was there?
I don't know. Do you know why I don't know?
Because we haven't reached it yet.
Don't ask about something we didn't learn. It's enough for you to see how hard this is to grasp. And everyone, to the extent in which I've been through Pticha, and I remember this on myself, these things were very difficult. You can't grasp. Galgalta Absag, that's fine. That's Galgalta Absag, this close this way and that way, that's fine. All of a sudden, you have so many actions, Reshimot, double Reshimot. It's something that we need to grasp this. It takes time. And it depends on how much a person enters into this. I have no choice. You see how much time I'm spending from this lesson. I would, of course, like to give it, and that's it. That's, 10, 20 times until someone... But it's for everyone like that. What can you do? What's with you?
Rav, can you explain the importance of the place of the Rosh? If the Rosh is like a computer that takes data and makes a calculation, what does it matter if it's in the Peh or Nikveh Enayim? What's the influence of the place? I don't understand this. In the spiritual world, we don't have important or not important this way or that way. It's all defined in a very decisive way. It's not that someone wanted to put it here or there. So what's your question again? What's the influence of the fact that the Rosh is sometimes in the Peh, sometimes it's in Nikve Einayim? The Reshima, the single Reshima, Reshimo, or the Reshimo, they determine where Zivug Deaka will occur over the previous Rosh in order to bring out the next Patsuf. But seemingly they get the data, the Reshimo, from about the Dalet Bet, Dalet Gimel that rose to Patsuf de Galgalta to know what Patsuf. But the Reshimo determines. So if the Reshimo determines, why do you draw all the time that Patsuf? Because the Reshimo determines. It determines in what place it will be made and what's, where it will be, the Zivug. But what's the importance? See, if it's in Nikve Einayim, it will be in Bina. If it's in Peh, it will be in Malchut. But what does the place determine? It determines how many Kelim will be part of the Zivug. Either half the degree until Nikve Einayim or all the degree until the Peh. What's the difference between the Reshimo that are part of the Zivug and the Kelim, what you just said? The Reshimo are not part of the Zivug. They determine the Zivug. However, in the Zivug you have Kelim, and if you, that is, it's only until the Bina where the Zivug Daka occurs and then the Patsuf is born, or all the Kelim over which the Patsuf elicits every 5 Kelim or 2.5, that's in the Rosh. Now you're talking about the Kelim in the Rosh.
The Zivug is always in the Rosh.
Yeah, but what you said now, Kelim is in the Kelim in the Rosh?
Yes, the Zivug is always in the Rosh on the Kelim that the Reshimo defines.
Sometimes we call it roots of Kelim, Shoshe Kelim. So it confuses me.
I don't know. Don't confuse me if you're confused.
No, but you're saying in the Rosh all you have is roots of vessels, Shoshe Kelim.
The roots of the Kelim. As much as a person spins around it just to get confused. That's what I'm learning. Yes. No, really, what are you trying to say?
No, I'm trying to understand what it's... What's the calculation? Why is it different? This calculation in the Rosh, why is it different according to the place?
Because the placing defines the calculation. If the Zivug is in Galgalta Einayim, it's because you're doing calculations of Bestol. If it's in the Peder, it's a Zivug on all the 5 Kelim. If the Zivug is in the Metzach, or in the Ein, or in the Chotem, or in Peh, or in Ozen, it all depends on what the level that emerges now that needs to be born. We didn't talk about this. As usual, you were late to listen to that lesson too.
Ot zo ma.
Dennis Sandler is asking from Moscow, is there a way to convince the members of the group not to fall asleep while we study tests?
I can't say. We also had with Rabash maybe half, or a little less, that would sleep. There are people that don't like this study. It's really distant for them. It's not moving to them. It's very abstract for them. They don't understand it. Well, it doesn't awaken some inner responses for them. What can you do? I understand them, even though I actually... When I started to study Pticha, I was like, I enjoyed it. Why? Because at least they're writing about something that's clear. The definitions that are clear, zivugim, connections. It's like spiritual engineering. What is it, like feelings there? Do you understand? It was like really... That's why I really loved it. I don't know. Later it starts to go down because you start to understand that the feelings stand behind this and the feeling starts to confuse you and all that. But nevertheless, but there's this and there's that. It is worthwhile, of course, that you connect the feeling with the intellect. Like he says, so what's zivug that's not in the peh? And the truth is that the zivug is always in the peh. There is nothing else. The zivug is always in the masach, and the masach stands in the peh of the pertzuf. But we say that it's standing in nikveh naim, or in the ozen, or in the chotim. Why? As it's the degree of the zivug. But it's always in the peh. So don't get confused that the zivug stands in the ozen, it stands in the ozen, in the chotim, so in the chotim. So it won't be for you. It should be clear already that's how we speak about this. Yes.
When Nekudot Desag come down below the taboo, do they have some arrangement, which is a preparation for Keter, Abba Ve'ima and Zon? Because if there we don't...
When do they go down?
When they spread below the taboo, Nekudot Desag.
Nekudot of Sag, not Nekudim.
Nekudot of Sag.
What order of Abba Ve'ima is there?
What I'm asking is, do we define where the order is there?
When do Nekudot of Sag go down?
Bet that comes down.
Until Bet Aleph it purifies, and these Partzufim also can go down below Tabu. And they intermingle in the Yavak. So where is there Abba Ve'ima there? And I don't...
No, I'm asking, is there an arrangement? It's not a patsuf there. What is it there? It's the only illumination below the taboo that doesn't fit in the way of patsuf?
Listen to what he's saying. He's saying like this. Nekudot of Sag. You see this red point here? When they rise from taboo to Pe of Rosh of Sag, here, what reshimot are they? Gimel Bet. Immediately, Bet remains, Gimel purifies, and Bet rises until Bet Aleph. This is Aleph already of Aviyut. All of these Partsufim are Bina without the illumination of Chochmah, and therefore it can go downwards. And it spreads like it's here, spreading to here. Maybe you're asking, if you're too smart, and I don't like that, that what does it mean that these partsufim, that this partsuf goes downwards? It needs to do a zivug avaka'a. It needs to do a zivug avaka'a upon this aviyut, to where it goes down. It fills it. Meaning it needs to take from here the aviyut. It needs to raise this aviyut to it on each of the degrees of hizdakhut, of purification. On all those stages, and to do a zivug avaka'a with it, and then the patsufim of Nekudot can go down below if it did the proper calculation upon them. Meaning it's not just like that, like you said, or someone there said, that it was too short that it's coming out. Oh, from Khadera, the smart guy. Yes. So it's like, it's like a cheek, and it... No, these are many actions. As these actions already speak about the fact that he has to take into account all that we have below the taboo. It has to take into account the Rosh of Sag when it's purifying. It's purifying and it intermingles with the Kilim that are below the taboo. So he's constantly intermingling and purifying, and all those things are happening by the fact that Rosh of Sag defines this. We have many and questions, don't ask. And then, when it does this, then from each of those actions along the way, where it necessarily includes within them also this aviyut that it has here with these empty kelim of Nehi Avak. So it turns out that many parzufim, they are all expanding also downwards below into Nehi Avak. Yes?
It's actually not that what I'm asking about. I'm asking about all the patsufim that spread below the tabu. Do they have any kind of... It's as if the world of Nikudim in Katnut has this structure. Do they too have an arrangement, a structure, or we just say that they spread and that's all?
So I told you now that it can't be. Nekudot of Sag is in a series of parzufim that spread below, because Sag does a zivug vaka'a upon Bina, and to the extent in which it can spread in Malchut. And it does this zivug vaka'a, Rosh of Sag, and from there all the parzufim go down.
And accordingly, later the world of Nikodim in Katnut is arranged.
Leave the Katnut, that's still far away.
I'm asking about this connection of the world of Nikodim in Katnut that performs Keter, Daba Ve'im, and Zon according to...
You have in the middle of that Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and that restriction restricts all the levels. And then Reshimot emerge from all the levels, the restricted, and then that restricted package rises to Rosh of Sag. Well, if you want later to philosophize about it, I'm willing. It's actually very interesting, but that's after all the pictures are sorted in you. Well, ask. You guys don't want to read something for... Well,
he writes here that there are two kinds of zivugim, b'china alef daviyut and bet avit labshut. Where does that happen? We're talking and talking. Where does this happen here?
Which zivug?
He says there are two kinds of zivugim here. He writes it.
Now, where?
There are two kinds of zivugim in Prina Alef Daviot, in Prina Bet Deit Lapshut. Where does this zivug occur here? We're talking around here.
What parts of are we talking about?
Doesn't matter. Where does it happen at all?
The zivug always happens in Pevrosh. There's no other place. Even if they say Nikveinaim, it's always in Pevrosh. Only upon the Kelim that are up to Nikveinaim.
Can you show this, where you're talking about?
Yes, of course. Sorry. This is Sag. This is Rosh of Sag. You see? This is Pe of Rosh of Sag. And this is Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag.
That's where the Zivug occurs?
That's where the Zivug occurs on Rishimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet.
I have a question for you. You know, I always hated math and physics. I got an F in all the... I failed all my tests. They graded 1 to 10, I got a 4. They almost threw me away from school. I've been learning this for years, and I don't understand anything. You're teaching us, you said you love this math, and I hate it. But I'm sitting, I'm studying it. Does it help me advance in spirituality?
I'm explaining to you how your soul is constructed.
So, what does that help me? Can I reach a feeling as a result of that?
You're right. You're right. There's people, look, I eat. There's people, they say, no, but these are enzymes and the proteins and they're, and where you don't receive enough something. I have a doctor who says, no, you have to do like this. And I eat. For the time being, I eat, like you. That's right. But they say that if you know about the food or not, maybe it influences you or not. I don't know how it is about your health. Here, you are learning not in order to know. Not in order to know, but in order to be close to the matter, to draw the reforming light.
Now, I personally, I've been sitting for an hour and a half. Not once did I think to draw the light that reforms. Do you know why? Because every time you teach us and I go into it, what is he trying to say? But I'm not thinking about drawing the light that reforms because we don't mention it even once. And somewhere I'm lost here in this whole story. The question is, how did the Rabash teach? You're wonderful. You explain and...
You have recordings of Rabash, please.
That's how he taught you with his drawings?
Yes. No, he didn't draw. He spoke with his mouth. But if I speak with my mouth, then you will all fall asleep and won't be able to describe even anything. But Bala Sulam did an album of diagrams, of drawings, the Book of Ilan, and therefore we have a justification to draw as well. And that's why I drew a lot before Rabash. I used to draw.
I'm just saying the truth. I learned it for years. I never learned like you teach. It's wonderful, but it's like physics. It's wonderful.
But at least you have something to talk about. You don't understand what it is, but you can point with your finger. Ah, nikve naim. Ah, peh. What's nikvah and what's peh? In spirituality, you know, this is here and this is here. So in such a way, at least you can have something to talk about. Otherwise, completely not.
Now, the light that reforms, can it work automatically without me drawing it in this lesson? With a tent, does it work on me?
If you sit together with us, and we certainly understand everything that we're learning, and you, poor thing, don't know anything, and you're incorporated with us, especially since you're impressed by us that we're so smart, and you're sorry that you are so
stupid.
Yes, so it works. It operates on you.
But my question is, does this surrounding light work even if I don't remember it?
Yes, to the extent in which you're integrated with the group, certainly.
So, we're rewarded.
If you're incorporated with the group, yes. Even more than them who are learning or studying. You're benefiting more than they are when they're studying.
Even if I'm sleeping. You said that. Even if I'm sleeping.
That depends on his sleep. It's true, what? If he's tired, dead, and is not capable of holding himself awake, he's kind of like falling all the time, then there's nothing to do. He gets the reward for walking, at least. He's benefiting. He's incorporated with us. He just can't be incorporated with us in the kelim that are more discerned.
We're advancing anyhow. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Okay. He spoiled our lesson. Well, let's move to the last part. So that we don't leave with that sensation.